Zokin Mamre on the Teva of Amid Beis. Zokin Mamre al Fi Beit Din. The next case that our Mishnah listed of the Nechanakim is someone who is a Zakein, which means that he's suited to be a Zakein. It doesn't mean that he's old. It means someone who's able to be in Bezdin as a Zakein, as we'll see. Who's Mamre al Fi Beit Din. He rebels against the Psak of Beit Din. Shedemar ki palei mimcha davar la mishpat. And the continuing parasha. So it is Vekamta, Ve'alita, and Hamakom. So we have three different dargas in which we go to the Kima, the Aliyah, and the very place. And that refers to the three Batei Dinim that were there, that take responsibility for the Tzura of Terah for Yisrael as a whole. So there were Shlosha Batei Dinim in that place, meaning in the area of the Beit HaMikdash. Echad Yosheva Petach HaRabayit. One of them was at the Petach HaRabayit, which is actually, doesn't mean the doorway to the HaRabayit, it means the Petach of the HaRabayit in front of the Ezrat Nashim. It was inside of the Chel. It was well within the HaRabayit itself. Echad was Yoshev al Petach HaAzara. One of them was inside now, that was in front of the Azara proper, not the Ezrat Nashim, but the Ezrat Yisrael. And one of them was at the actual Lishkas HaGadis, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, Chetzia was Bonoi Bechol, and Chetzia Bekodesh, and we were able to sit in the Tzad that was Bonoi Bechol, and that is Min HaMakom, from which Hora'ah emanates.
So the Petach, which is in HaRabayit.
Correct, correct. It's the Petach of the HaRabayit to the Ezra's Mashim, is what it would mean. So the first thing, that after the Bezdin in the local area that had this Machlokas, if they cannot reach an agreement with this Zakein, then they all come together, the Bezdin and the individual, and actually the person who asked the question in the first place, in a case where they didn't reach a decision at all. Here, you know, we're not referring to such a case, but normally that would be the din. If the Bezdin doesn't have a decision, they go up and ultimately go through this process. So initially they come to the outermost one, which is in the Petach HaRabayit. The Zakein tells over how he sees the situation. He says, "Kaklarashti v'kaklar shulchavei rai." This is the way I understand the pasuk of the sugya. This is the way they understand the sugya. "Kakli mati v'kaklin duchavei rai." Im shamu. Now, if that Beit Din knows the halacha as halacha Moshe Sinai and can tell him, "Well, we have a kabbalah in this issue. This is the din." Omrim by him. Then they say what the halacha is, and that seems to be the correct way to learn. With that Yirsa of Lashon Rabin, because the Beit Din, they say to him, or to them who had come up with him, because the whole local Omar Lehem, that's the Yirsa in the Mishnah in the Gemara. And the truth is that the Rambam, according to some, is actually Machlok, I don't understand the Rambam, but some learn that when the Rambam understands this as meaning that Im Shama, if the Zakein listens to what they have to say, then he accepts it and so on. But if not, then they go together to the next, including this Bezdin. They go to the next Beit Din up. Again he says, or Amar Lahem would refer to the Beit Din, if it's the other Pshat, even if we keep the Lashon Yachid. The Beit Din tells them who are at the presenting the query now. V'imlav elu ve'elu ba'im le'Beit Din Hagadol shebelishkat Hagadzit shemimenu yotzei Torah v'kol Yisrael shenemar min ha'makom ahu asher yivcha Hashem. That is the place where the final psak is yotzei. They tell him what the halacha is. If he then goes back to his city, chazar li'iro shana v'limed b'derech shayal amed patur. If he says over the halacha and he teaches in class the way that he used to, and he did not accept the sack of the Bezdin, he's still possible. But im hora la'asot chayav. If, however, he paskins to do something which is against that Bezdin, then he's chayav. Shemar vayisha sheyaseh bizado. And it's not the asiyah per se. It's the asiyah bizado. Meaning, inu chayav akshiyore la'asot. He has to have an actual hora do it that way. Talmid shehora la'asot patur. Whereas someone who wasn't roy to be, hey, this is my focus apparently, how to learn this Rambam. The way Rashi is Rashman is that the question is whether he's roy or roy in terms of age. So if he's not Ben Arba'im, he's not Roi Lohira. But as the Rambam learns, this is then actually in Smichas Akenin, or as he writes, be part of the Pesach and the Bumchim. So that either he has the Smicha or he doesn't. It's not just like our Smicha, but the real Smicha. So if he's a Talmud that is Meir Alasis, who doesn't have the right to be Meir Alasis anyway, he would be Patur Nimzach Hamurot. It turns out the Chumrah, in other words, the fact that he's doing something which is utterly outrageous, he's being Mora Halacha when he's not Roi to be Meir, but that's his Kula, over here Kulo here, because he's not a Zakein Mamre. I'm a guy who doesn't accept the sacrifice. The din of Zakein Mamre is specifically someone who is Roi to be Meir Halacha, who doesn't accept the authority of Pesach.
Was Elizabeth Messiah an extreme exception?
What?
The person
had
to be 40
before. Well, no, I mean, to be Roi Lohira, that's if we're not learning that's a din in the moment. We had a discussion before, but they were masvich, somebody was younger, and Rabbi Meir needed another smicha because he had been too young to be masvich the first time. Apparently, it's not clearly marked as a smicha anyway. So, yeah, he's learning that just in terms of his position, people will give a compliment.
He's certainly standing by himself as opposed to being part of
the. Correct. Tanu Rabbanan, ki yipalein nimcha davar. The lashon of ki yipalein nimcha davar, with which the parsha begins, the sugya of Zakei Mamre. That means that it's talking about someone who is mufla. Now, we're using the word muflasha, but they did not the way we normally do muflasha, but it usually means the one who is above it all. And so this points out, obviously it doesn't mean that here. Here it just means mumcha. In other words, that he is a member, not a Talmud, but he's actually one of the people that sit on the bench, not the Talmidim that sit in front of the bench, who haven't yet been Yisrael. And that's what it's referring to. When it says mimcha, it's adding something, and it's referring to yo'et. It's referring to something that requires eitzah, and that is ibur. The din of ibur hashana, as we saw earlier on in the Masech, is very, very much a matter of judgment. There's many issues that need to be taken into consideration besides the astronomical questions, and the social implications, economic implications, the way that Beis Din will be viewed, and all of those things together require eitzah. But whenever a judgment call is the issue, and indeed, we find that the Lashon of Eitzah is used in this sense. V'chein hu omer, the Lashon of Eitzah that relates to Mimcha is found in this pasuk. Nachu, Mimcha yetzei choshev al Hashem ra'ah. So Mimcha choshev. That is Eitzah, the Yo'etz ra'ah. That's Yo'etz b'liyah. Then we have, so, ki yipalei Mimcha davar. Now what is a davar? A davar refers to a specific issue. So it's halacha, that means halacha l'moshe misinai. If he argues and he doesn't accept that, he would be chayav misa too. And then it goes on, davar l'mishpat. Mishpat refers to a din, meaning one of the dinim that are learned out of the dinim in the Torah, like the Gzeira Shava. So does he accept that din? It doesn't mean a din literally, because that says later on in the pasuk, bein din l'din. So that can't be what's referring to here. So one of the dinim that we learn out in darshaning the Torah. Then it says, bein dam l'dam. What is bein dam l'dam? Whether the issue is dam nida, dam leda, dam ziva. Then it says, bein din l'din, meaning whether it's dinim nefashos or dinim bominus or dinim makos. Bein nega l'nega, bein nigei adam, nigei batim, nigei begadim. So whatever type of nega we're referring to, divrei means things that have to do with words, like haramim, arachim, hegdeshot, where your words create the yisr. Divrei revote. Revote are things that come through arguments, like hashka'at sota, arifat egla arufa, and of course when the argument somebody was murdered, v'taharat mitzora as well, because the mitzora also came through lashon hara and divrei revote. So that includes also machlokas about these issues. We're going to go through, by the way, each one of these later, so don't be too troubled by it now. Just wish it was a shorter list, maybe. And then we go on, divrei revote, bisharecha. Bisharecha refers to the various things that are given bisharecha, as it's mentioned in the Torah, leket, shikra, peya. Those are things that are given at the shah. And then it says, v'kamta v'alisa. So v'kamta means you must be sitting. What do you mean, you get up? So where were you sitting? And yeshiva is a reference to Beit Din. So this is what we're talking about over here, is that you were in a court, in a local court, you were discussing this, he refuses to accept it, and this is a remez that the court and the Zokin come now together, the Alita, Galita means you're going uphill, so to speak. Melamech Beit HaMikdash Gavua near Eretz Yisrael. This teaches us that the highest place of Eretz Yisrael is the Beit HaMikdash. There is Yisrael Gavua Mikol HaRatzot, which we do not learn from here, obviously. How do we know that? But we're just throwing in because that's how we view the concept of Aliyah from anywhere. You're going up when you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, obviously not geographically, but in the sense of things that are more important being above, we use than other things.
Jerusalem as well.
Mm-hmm.
When it's coming to Jerusalem, even if they're coming from the north, one doesn't go down from Haifa to Jerusalem.
And then one comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Even from the Hermon.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean the highest.
Well, Tosha says, it's strange that in Yerushalayim we know the Beit HaMikdash wasn't the highest part of Yerushalayim, so that's a little bit strange, but even uses a metaphor. So, well, it's, better. Kutz me'enitam. That's a little bit of a stretch metaphor then. Right. Or he has a different approach. Maybe if you add the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. So if you add that to the height, then it's like over here going, because then it's higher than anything. So if you add the height of the building, so it's already above 80 then. No, of course not. But the question is, you can't use a metaphor that's like locally doesn't work. It's I think that's even all those who speak out, and it doesn't mean like the Mashal, the Maral, they speak this out and out. We're not talking about a physical thing, but this is not that much of a problem. It's to make it work locally, physically. So now wait. Now you say, oh sorry, 1 second. Ela makom melamich hamakom goren. So this teaches us that the din of zakin marmi is said only in the mokom. We had before. Suppose he meets the Beth Ben Agadol in Beit Pardi when they were going out. When that was our question, what were they going out for in Beit Pardi? But if he meets them there and he's mamre alpi bezdin there, it's not considered to be a zakin marmi. The chiyuv is only when it's literally in lishkat hagazi. Now you said before that what? That it's Yisrael who's gevul mikol haratzot. How do you know that? Israel, yes, it says the Alita. But how do we see from here that Eretz Israel is Gavol Mikol HaRatzot? Obviously you know that from somewhere else. Minale. That we know from the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Lachen ine yamim ba'im num Hashem v'lo yomru chai Hashem asher he'alad b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael. Kim chai Hashem asher he'alad asher he'vied v'ra b'et Yisrael me'eretz Tzafona u'mikol HaRatzot asher yidachim sham. Yashuel ad matan. So apparently, wherever they're coming from, they're making aliyah. So the rabban, zaken mamre ino chayav ela al davar shezdono karet v'shigigato chatzat divrei meir. You can only be chayav if the zaken mamre is dealing with an issue that involves a disakaris, and that also involves a korban chatas if it's done b'shkog. Now, not every disakaris would involve b'shigigas chatas. Because we can have Isra Karis that are maybe higher than oil in the yard, we can have an Isra Karis on an Itzisase, that's just a carbon Pesach and an Orla. So, Orla, Brit Mila. So, there are two criteria here that Rabbi Meir is mentioning. Now, on the surface, it seems strange because we just listed a lot of things that don't seem to involve an Isra Karis, and this, of course, is what we're going to need to know. We took this Dasha, a lot of those things weren't Isra Karis on the surface. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, that's not the point, says Rabbi Yehuda. The point is it's al davar sheikaro midivrei Torah, upirusho midivrei sofrim. It should be an issue which the source of it is in the Torah, but the explanation, the details, midivrei sofrim, but it doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, apiru diktuk echad bituktuk sofrim. It doesn't even need to be that much. It could be even a diktuk on an issue, drabonon as well. That's also included in Zakei Meir. It's not accepting the authority of Bezdin. My time to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir bases his psak that the Zakei Mamre is dependent on a chiyuv koris and chatas because he learns it out from the din of the par he'elin davar shel tzibur. He uses the same lashon. Gamar davar davar. Tzivaka ki yipalei mibcha davar la'mishpat. So here it shows to be our sugya of Zakei Mamre. It talks about a davar. Now what is a davar? Well, we find back in Vayikra, v'ne'elam davar me'enei ha'kahal. So the davar over there meant, ma'ala halam davar shechayav al zdono karek v'shigigato chatzat, which we learn out from the psukim there. Havkan davar shechayav al zdono karek v'shigigato chatzat. It's very, very direct. The Torah is using the words in the same way. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but it says here, al pi ha'torah asher yorucha. That means that there's a Torah, and there's a Yerucha about the Torah. So that means the point over here is ad the Ika Torah, the Yerucha. We need to have both elements, something that's written in the Torah, and then a Hora'a about how to understand that thing that's written in the Torah. And Rabbi Shimon says, it says, Asher Yadidu Lecha. It's whatever Yadidu Lecha min ha-makom ho, afilu kol du, it doesn't matter. The Torah is specifically now being marba every possible argument. Ravuna Bar Chinan asked Rava one day, I'd love for somebody to explain how we understand that whole drush that we just made, which does not involve, I mean, where is he of curse on a nega? I mean, what are we referring to? I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir, explain that to me. Amalei Rav Alar Papa, so Rav, it's all Papa Pok Tirgumah, like, oh, and you explain it to him. So he explained to his father. Ki Palei B'muflashu B'beidin HaKatsuv B'daber. Okay, Mimcha, that's fine. Mimcha Zeyo'etz. So here we went into a problem already. Because Mimcha Zeyo'etz, we said, refers to Yibor Shanim. Where's the Issachar? It's in Yibor Shanim. Very simple. Sheyodeh la'aber Shanim v'negboah Kadashim, Kiditzna, Hein he'idu shema'abrim et ha'shana kol adar, Shehoyim omrim ad ha'purim. So now, so suppose there's an issue about whether you can be ma'abrim et ha'shana after Purim. Now it turns out, if he doesn't accept what, I mean, whatever anybody is saying, somebody is being matir, achila of chametz v'pesach. If according to him, their pesach isn't pesach. So that whichever way he was holding, the opposite was. So you vila ha'gisa kashari chametz v'pesach, which is an issacharis. Vila ha'gisa kashari chametz v'pesach, which is an issacharis. So it really wouldn't matter which side he took. Dabar. Now, by the way, this is the only time the Gemara does that. And it seems to set up an understanding that he couldn't be machmir. Because why does the Gemara have to say, well, whether you look in this way or you look at it in that way? In other words, whichever position he takes, he's going to end up being matir. Mashman, if he was taking the chumrah position, and he was the one who was offering something that they were being matir, then it wouldn't be considered to be bedavar shizdono karein. You see? Because otherwise, why does the Gemara have to say which, that Eli Giza, Eli Giza? The point is, this is something that has to do with Kareka. Maybe he's being mocked when he's going to answer it. I mean, but why do we need to know that it's in both directions? And this, the Lecha Mishnah brings a riot from here. Bridging. The Lecha Mishnah brings a riot from here that there's no way to avoid understanding all of the cases that are coming, that we have to see it in both directions. How even when ostensibly is being mocked, is being made. And indeed, many of the other Rishonim talk that out when you're on the dock. There are some who understand that, according to the Rambam, that the issue over here is not that we need to find it in both directions, but the issue needs to be Nogei Karis, whether he's going with Chomer, whether he's going with Kula. It doesn't mean he's being mocked here, Karis, necessarily. And then many, I mean, that's how the Chazon Ish understands, also the Rambam. This is, look, the Mishnah Tanya is, what else would be the pshat of this from our Ilah Hagis, Ilah Hagis? Okay. You have to think that there's another approach. But that causes some problems to come, because not all of the issues seem to be reversible. You know, so, I mean, the Gemara presents it as if, well, no matter what position he takes, he's going to be chay of his Zarki mind. If you hold him, he has to be taking a position of Kula, then you're going to need to analyze how each of those positions could also be going to Kula, ultimately. Davar, so you said, Davar is halakha, halakha l'mashu Sinai. Give me an example now of halakha l'mashu Sinai that we have. This is what Rapopo's challenge. Give me an example of halakha l'mashu Sinai that involves Anisar Karsi. Fine, okay. How about Hilchot HaKadosh? How about the halachot that define the 11th day of the time Bein Nidas Unidas? You will recall that we have a cycle of 7 days Dam Nida, followed by 11 days during which all Dam is considered to be Dam of Zivos. Now, what is unique about the 11th day is this question. Normally, if there's a Re'iyah of Dam during the 11 days Bein Nida L'Nida, the halacha is that you need to wait Yom Keneged Yom. She's a Yosheves, now 1 day of Tyra, because if the next day turns out to be Tamei, then she'll need to yet be watched the third day. If the third day is Tamei, then we got a real problem. Because then already she becomes a Zavah Gedolah, she requires Mayim Chayim, she needs to bring a carbon, and so on and so forth. As opposed to if it was 2 days, it was only a Zavah Ketana. Now, the question is, if there's no possibility of any way becoming a Zavah Gedayla, what's the halacha about the requirement for Shimur? So the 11th day, which would be the last, if she sees Dam on the 11th day, if she's going to see Dam on the 12th day, she's not going to become a Zavah, she's going to become an Ida. Because that's already back into the next 7 days of the cycle, which is Dam Nidais and not Dam Zivais. So the question is, regarding this 11th day, it's obviously different than the other of the other 10 days. Because it can't require a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. There's no Shmira that's possible on it. Because the next day is a day, the next day is an Ida day.
Wouldn't be a
Ziv anyway, so what's the point of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom? But there is a Machlokas here as to what the din is of the 11th day, Lagabe itself being a Shmira for the previous days. Because if she's Roa on the 10th day, she can't ever become a Zavah Gedayla anyway, right? So the question is the 11th day a Shmira for the 10th day, or is a Shmira only a day that could ultimately allow the eventuality of a Zavah Gedayla, which the 11th is? So Hilchos HaKadosrei are the question of what differentiates HaKadosrei from the others. Is it only the fact that it doesn't demand Shmira itself, or is it also the fact that it cannot be a Shmira for anything else, since it will never end up being the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom of the 12th day, because it can't end up being of the 10th day, because it can't end up coming to the 12th day. So what's the point of doing Shmira on it?
If a woman has a Riyah on the 10th day, then we wouldn't...
That would, exactly. Exactly.
So
well, it would do, but it wouldn't be...
I mean, we treat it as Dan Zivah.
But that's good for... Would it be Dan Zivah Ketana?
Yes.
Right, but it wouldn't require... It would require only Tvila... Tzvila and then Herb Shemesh and Beseder. There would be no point. No, there would be no point. That's good for the Machlokas. So, we're going to go into it right now. Let's take a look at Deidma. Atziri, the reason I gave you that whole Hakdama is because we're calling this Hilchos HaKadosrei. So even though the discussion is about the 10th day, it ultimately defines what purpose is of the 11th day. So the Machlokas here is the 10th day of the 11th days. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the 10th day is no different than the 9th day, because the 10th day requires a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on the 11th day, even though it can't become a Zavah Gedola, but the Zavah Gedola, she needs Shmira if there's going to be another possible day of being a Zavah. So she will need Shmira on the 11th day. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, Atziri Ke'achadasa. There's no difference between the 10th day and the 11th day in that issue, because what's the point of doing Shmira where you can never become a Zavah Gedola anyway? So therefore, according to him, the difference of the 11th day is in two issues. First of all, it's not Makai of Shmira. Secondly, it can't be a Shmira for the day before either. So in that, it's unique, because the 10th day can certainly be a Shmira for the day before, even if itself doesn't require Shmira. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Atziri Ketashi'i, Matashi'i Ba'yishimur, just like the 9th day we make her Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, Av Atziri Ba'yishimur, so too the 10th day makes her a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, because she could keep the next day B'tayra. Rish Lakish Amar, Atziri Ke'achadasa, just like Achadasa Lo Ba'yishimur, because there is no Shimur possible for it, Av Atziri Lo Ba'yishimur, that would be the Machlokas. Now, the Shaila is, suppose the Zake Mamre says, like Rabbi Yochanan. So he's being machmir. So if it needs to be reversible, I mean, you've presented a case that this is the machlokas, but I mean, it's machmir, he could have said either way, but if he was saying like Rabbi Yochanan, so then he's making it tougher. So are we going to be machayim for making it tougher? Didn't we say the high gisa, that he needed on some level to be matir? An Isser? Again, as I said, that seems to be my focus. But whether that's actually necessary. But certainly, the way Rashi and Tosfos seem to be learning over here needs to go in both directions. So Tosfos, that this is a very Yesodius thing of Tosfos, because Tosfos actually ends up learning many of the cases based on the same issue. And he says that, yes, ultimately, it's no Geya, because suppose she touches now some Truma, okay? And now, in touching that Truma, that truma would now become tummy. Suppose somebody goes and uses this truma to be Makadish a woman. That amount of truma tameya doesn't have a Shabbat Ruta. But if it's Tahira, it has a Shabbat Ruta.
Then isn't it
kind of tummy? No, she went to the mikvah. What do you mean? My question is, she requires Shemesh Yom Keneged Yom. So now that would mean According to Zaki Mamrin, she wasn't an Ashes Ish, because after all, it was coming. Right? So now it wasn't worth the Shabbat Brutha, she was Bekadosh and Isha. So now it turns out that he's being Matir and Ashes Ish.
But he can't.
I feel it's certainly not worth the same amount of Truman. So we had something that was worth a Brutha if it was Tahar, but it's worth less than a Brutha if it's Tahar. Right? So Mimela, it ends up being Nogea, a Shaiva Avachi of Karis.
What is the dinner of Zaki Mamrin? Isn't that he's teaching something or being more or something that has no basis in
Torah? No, on the contrary, if he does that, he's not a Zaki Mamrin.
So what is just the part of the mission when he goes base to base and they say, oh, we can learn that, or we have to taught that?
To Mishpa, Zahadin, and we say it's a din, like what? Well, like the case we've been talking about all through this Masechta, is a daughter of a woman. A daughter with a woman that he never married, is it considered to be his daughter to be Osir or not? I know his granddaughter is Osir. But how about a daughter from a rape victim that's his daughter? What would be the difference? So Rava, again, the famous Rav Yisrael Bar Udim Israel, was Asya Hena Hena, Asya Zima Zima. We ended up learning that's a Tzafi of Sreifa. And from that same Limud, from Chamoto, taking what was written in Parshas Kedoshim and applying it now to Achrei Mos, we end up with an understanding that there's an Isser Stila, and going up directions, going down directions, whether it's the male or whether it's the female, as Gemara pointed out. So that means that there is now a Moker for an Isser Bitomianu Sato. Now, the Zaki Mamre doesn't accept that Gzer Shabbat. He doesn't hold up Zima Zima and of So that's a case in which he's now going to be Mater in the Sakaris. Bein Dam La Dam. Of course you can have that option, but you can't have the option to disagree with Bezdin's Kabbalah on it. You can't say, since I don't have it, or I have it otherwise. That's part of the Chiyuv of Bezdin. Where your question becomes very relevant is, suppose the Zaki Mamre has a Kabbalah that something is Usr, and the Bezdin is Matir it, and then it says, suppose he himself is Isaac Chumrasa. Does he have a right to be Matir on himself based on his own Chumra? That's where your question is relevant. The Ramban says that the point of here is that he cannot follow his own Kabbalah in this issue. He needs to accept, because they are the ones who are responsible for the Tzura of Torah, and therefore his Kabbalah is Batul Mavutza. No longer part of Torah. That's correct for me. Menu Yotzei Ora'a. They define the contents of Torah. It's now no longer Torah.
Is there a Hasikah
that
you
serve?
If you take
any
stuff, you can make
any
Yisra
on yourself?
Is that
Kabbalah? Can't do that? As a matter, if you learn about Shavya Hasikah that you serve, it's in the Dorn.
Only in the Dorn?
Yeah. It works through the concept of Net. Since you have the power to ask things on yourself, and you're accepting this, as a Dover Aser, it's the equivalent of viewing life through the prism of Isser.
Without the Russian.
Right, but without the Russian, sure. I'm not talking about the mechanism. Right. Yeah. So the question over here is, does he have a right to be noyeg that way? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether he has a right to be noyeg that way, even if it's a Chumra.
Is that why the
Talmidim
of Beis Shammai and the Talmidim of Beis Yoel, even though they had their own Chumras, but they were,
No, they weren't matir from one another. They simply told each one what would be usher and mutter. It's not that they accepted what the other one held. They never accepted what the other one held, but they knew that they would never be fooled by the other one, that if this woman was usher, then they would be told, but she said, you can't take this woman. It wasn't a question of tolerance.
They would eat one another's homes, right?
Because they knew that each one would be matir l'shitatam for them.
Okay,
what do you mean? They knew that each one would be matzah on the other one's halachas.
They
weren't. That's what I say. That you were roy to be killed because you were matzah on yourself, Yibay Shama. Enochinami. That's exactly the point. I mean, it wasn't mamish like a sack of the Beis Din HaGadol.
Because that's actually the rascal.
Yeah. The Ramchal learns that the issue over there was similar to this because of the danger of the machlokas turning the Torah into two parts. He uses this in Bishkala Hasidut to bring an example of how people think they're being machmir when they're really being stupid. It's an example of Bishkala Hasidut. The guy wants to be machmir to look at Beit Shammai, and the process destroys Klal Yisrael. But it's more important for him to make sure that he's Yaisei Kriya Shema Amin to Beit Shammai, and we don't bother him. This is a classic, and this is what all Muslims do. You know, you pay the price, the social price is intolerable. But what can you do? Yes, be mine. So that he said, well, but it wasn't really a psak bezdin. These halakas don't apply unless there is a psak bezdin. In other words, let's say somebody who knows a halakha. So she does say, I paskin like this. And all of the Gedalei Ador are against his halakha. Yes, no, he has to accept halacha from them. Unless he doesn't know the halacha. But if he knows the halacha, there's no din of zakein mamre on things that don't happen, don't get. There's no definitive, no concept of a definitive halacha by Klal Yisrael. So that, the Rishonim and Achronim speak out clearly. There's no such thing as a definitive halacha. Unless Bezdin has defined it, then it has to be Bezdin HaGadol. Otherwise, everybody has a right to paskin as long as they know how to paskin. They were Magia Leira. That's a different issue. Like the second, this is where indeed there's a Mokum Shadogabu Yisir, or then the Mokum where they have a particular course over there. It's Mitam Minas. I mean, Tom not to be matched something in front of them. That's a different issue. But Tom, in terms of your city, actually, the riot from this is exactly from that issue. You know, Bimakayma Yisharad Yeshag, they used to eat chicken and goat together, and so on. Bimakomo Yisharad Yisharad Yisharad, they used to prepare the Sakacha meal on Shabbos. Each one in his makom, paskin, whatever the halakha was, lishitasa, because there's no psak bezdin. Everybody disagrees with you, so what? Who cares if everybody disagrees with you? You're not bequeathed to follow everybody. Psak is a local issue. It's only that's the tragedy of not having a bezdin agadol. But the Bezdin HaGadol can be Kobeya.
And they're Kobeya everywhere, right?
They're Kobeya everywhere. Right, yes. They define the nature of Teres.
Bezdin would say you cannot make a Sekhin on Shabbos for Mina.
If Bezdin HaGadol was asking such a thing, then Rebbe Elazar ben Azari would have had to stop being Matzah. Yes. Now, give me examples. Again, this is a challenge to the Papa. Give me an example of Bein Dam LaDam, where we have Mark Lokeson about Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva, that would end up creating a Nisar Karas. Well, okay, I mean, obviously Dam Nida could have the Mark Lokeson, Kavya, Ben Mahalala, and Rabbanan. The question over there is whether yellowish blood is considered to be Dam Nida or not. It's not Dam Hayarok, Kavya, Ben Mahalal, Metameh, Bechachamim, Metaharim. So obviously, there's going to be a Nafkamina here, and again, the Nafkamina will be in both directions. Because if you paskin even Lachumra, that dam yarok is tamei. Suppose a woman sees dam yarok for 2 days, and then she sees a day later dam adom. But she's going to count her nidus from the time that she saw the dam yarok, so that she'll be mater nidus in the middle of the 7 days of nidus. If you hold according to Rabbanan, so either way you come out with a chumrah. Again, Rashi speaks this out here, which shows that he indeed is looking for chumrah in both directions, as I mentioned to you earlier. Dam Leda. I'll just give you an example of a machlokas of Dam Leda that he could argue about. Again, obviously, he doesn't disagree with what it says in the Torah. That's not a Zakin Mamre. Where's the Hirah that has to do with Dam Leda? Well, that would be like the machlokas of Rav and Levi. Rav says that the Dam that switches between, in other words, a woman in a curious situation by Leda. We have the Tumas Leda, which then goes into Dam Tohar, which then becomes Dam Tame. Right? So now, the switchover is that the same exact blood that was Tamei a minute ago is now Tor a minute later? That's a machlokas. Rav says, yes. It's the same dam. It has absolutely no distinguishing characteristics. It comes from exactly the same hormonal issues. There's no difference between them. The Torah is Matir, the Torah is Matamiyat, and that's all that it has to do with. Hatarati Mato, Batarati Hato. Whereas Levi says, no, Shnei Mayanotein, the source of the blood is different. Nistam HaTamei, Nistak HaTohar, the Dam Tamei is one type of Dam, the Dam Tohar is another type of Dam, and the difference between them is a woman who was Shofat Dam, so she was bleeding continually now, let's say, between the original Dam Leda and the Dam Tohar, or between the Dam Tohar and the Dam Tamei that follows. So if you hold it to Mayanachad, who cares? It's the same blood. The instant the day was over, now became Tahar or Tameh, as the case may be. And according, if you hold it at Shnei Mayanas, then there would have to be some minute of let up between the two Damim in order for us to see that we're dealing with a different marker of Dam. So Mimbela, that would be a tremendous Nafkamina Lalaka.
Which would lead to say that we can put it to the Gaddis in the Hespe.
it's like a hot flush and a cold flush. Yes. One is going before the other one turns off, the other one starts, and the other one stops.
Yeah, I know, no, we need to see, that's already a need to see, yes. But that's the reality of the Machlokes. Dam Ziva, the proof to the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yehoshua. What about Dam Ziva? I'll give you an example. It's not. Now, halacha is that a woman who sees Dam during the 11 days, it's only if she's roa that Dam that is not coming from actually a process of Leda itself. Because it says over there, Ishak Yazuv Zov Dama, and that's Dama Machmat Atzma. Not machmat of blood. So if now a woman is in labor during the 11 days, and she's bleeding for 3 days during the course of the labor, she's not going to become tamei from that. That's not dam zivais. That's just part of leda. So, I mean, it's dam like any other dam, but it's not going to turn her into a zava gadol over here. Now, the question is, what about if she lets up during that period now? She sees dam, but the leda never happens. It was false labor. Is that considered to be Dama Machma's blood? And that is the Machlokas. Everybody agrees that definitely Im Shafta Me'et La'et V'Yalda Reza Yaleda Bizov. If she lets off 24 hours between the time that she was in labor and the time that she actually goes back into labor and gives birth, then that Dama is now, we understand it was Zivas. So it says Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua says, no, it's not 24 hours that's the issue. It's Laila V'yom, that's the issue. It's got to be like Shabbos. Leil Shabbos V'yom, it's not any 24 hours. It's going to be 24 hours from 6 in the afternoon to 6 in the afternoon next. I mean, unless I have to understand. 12 o'clock to 12 o'clock. I forgot about the fact that that's actually Shkia nowadays. Okay, so it has to be Laila V'yom to Leil Shabbos V'yom. And by the way, when we say she shafta, we don't mean she stopped bleeding for 24 hours. We mean she stopped feeling any labor pain. Shafta minat sar, velo minat dam. Okay, so that's the question. What do you hold? There would be a tremendous...
Down there also, just like before?
No. There's no shinui. There's not a shinui. We now know that that wasn't labor. And we said, ben din la din. Ben din e mominus, din e nefashis, din e makas. Tell me about that. Okay, well, din e mominus. We have a machlok Shmuel Rabbi Avu. According to Shmuel, Shnayim Shadonu Dinei Amdin. They're called the Bezdin Chatzut. Rabbi Avu says, well, nobody else. Nivei Akolei Dinei Amdin. Okay. Suppose they went ahead and they passed with a din like this in a Bezdin of Shnayim. And now, you know, it goes ahead and it's Makadosh and Isha with that money. So, is it his money or it's not his money? Is it Makadosh B'Gzela? It's not going to be his money. Make an Akamina La Laka. How about Dinei Nefashot? That would be the Tukta to Rabbi Verabana. The Tanya, Rebbe Yomer v'Natata Nefesh Tachat Nefesh Mamon, we just had this, the question of what's the din of someone who kills the woman that he bumps into and when he was fighting with his friend, whether he's mechavim to the Harigazev or Haragazev. We had a big Machlokas, three-way Machlokas over there. So according to Rebbe v'Natata Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, means he pays Mama, because mechavim Haragazev Haragazev is potter. Atalmer Mamon o'en ola Nefesh Mamash, and he learns it out from Nitina. Nemar Nitina l'mala. It's just like Vinatan Bitlilim obviously means in a suit, a lawsuit. You don't give your soul Bitlilim. So Vinatan Nefesh means as part of a lawsuit. You pay the value of the person who was murdered, not quite accidentally, but a target that you weren't aiming at. Makas?
Killed as opposed to murder.
Killed as opposed to murder, yeah. Dini Makas? Example, the Makas Rebbe Shimon Rabbana. It's not Makas Bishlosha. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amr Rebbe Esri Mishlosha. The Machlok is whether you can give Malkus Mishlosha. Suppose you did. Guy sues you. Takes your money. Is it your money or not? Machlokas. There you go. What about the Nega La Nega? Well, Nigei Adam, Nigei Batim, Nigei Begatim. Give me an example of each one. Okay. Nigei Adam. Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael Rabbana. The question over there is, the Mishnah says, Im Baheret Kadam Le Sear Alavan Tamei, Im Sear Alavan Kadam Le Baheret Tahor. What's the din now? We know that a nega, one of the simonei tuma of a nega, is white hair in the area of the nega. But if the white hair was there before, obviously it's not a function of the nega, it's not a symptom of the nega. Suppose it's a suffix, and the Kohen sees the nega, the white hair, and says, well, I don't know whether it was here before or not. What's the din? According, it says, Rabban suffix, tameh. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, keha. Keha, with a chaf, means it just got darker. So what does keha mean? Omar Rabba, keha means that it's tahar. It got dark, meaning it's not as bright as it should be, so to speak. And in that sense, it's as if it was a negat tahar. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosis is a little bit bothered by that because of the double, again, can it work in both directions? Because then how could you say keha to be a chumrah? And what was the option anyway of Rav Yehoshua saying keha, meaning, well, what else could it mean? I mean, keha couldn't have meant it's keha b'tahar. The Gemara adds, I mean, tamei. The Gemara adds, you say keha b'tahar, maybe it's keha b'tamei. So, Tosis has the gear, it's a keha b'tahkuf. Keha means, ooh, this put a steep on edge. And he couldn't come to a decision about it. But then he brings from the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi has two levels of keha, one which is tahar, one which is tamei. Which one did he mean? Okay. So in all of these cases, Tosis learns, we're back to the touching truma that's no longer where the trouble proves. Rashi learns in all of these cases, it's a question whether the person is tamei and goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Tosis says, that's no good because you'd be chayav a korban oil l'yoreh, and that'd be korban chatas. So that wouldn't be a good example. So he likes his example. Nigei batim, and machlokes Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, the rabbanon we had before. Zitznan, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Amir, lo'olam, ein abayit tamei, ad sheyera'eh, kishnei drisin, al shtei avanim, b'shnei kotalim, b'keren zavit. Or ko b'shnei kishnei drisin, v'achlok agrees. Remember that according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, we said you'll never ever find a case of nigei batim because it would have to be right at the corner and it would be the shear that runs across one wall to the other wall, just enough to give you a shear of a nega on both walls, which is actually one nega. My time to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, he says, well, because sometimes it says that the Torah uses the word kir, and sometimes it says Mariam Shafal Minah kir, and others it's going to be nega nearly be kirot habayit. So where do you have a kir that's kirot? Ksib kirot, ezo kir shuki kirot. Ave omer, zeker and zavit. It's got to be in a corner. So that's the machlokes over here. Again, if somebody became tamei through such a thing and touched the tzitzit shel truma or according to Rashi went to the Beis HaMikdash, that's not kamina in the Isur Karis. Begadim, nige begadim, the fluk to the Rav Yonah, the Rav Natan ben Avtulmos, and the Rabban and the Tanya. I like Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah ben Avtulmos, I mer, minayin lepricha di begadim shu yi tohra. What would be the thing? We know that if the entire body in nige ha'or, the entire body turns the color of the nega, so it's kulo parach lavan, it becomes tahor. Suppose the same event would take place in a beged that was tamei. The entire beged now turns into one large nega, which is one way of getting things dyed properly. So okay, you didn't want it that color, but you know. So is that tahor or not? So that's good for our machlokes. We're going to spend up to him. He says, nema karachat v'gabachat v'adam, nema karachat v'gabachat v'bgadim, which is very strange because usually you don't think about karachat v'gabachat means a completely different thing when it comes to beggars, when it comes to people. So it's malahal and parach v'gulot tahor, just like by a human when you have a fricha, it's considered to be tahor, afkan parach v'gulot tahor, and that he argues about, and therefore makes not mean in terms of touching and Tikkun Truma, being the Kaddish Misha, going into the Beit HaMikdash, and Kaddish Karet, so on and so forth. See you, Bezrat Hashem, in the morning. Have a Shavua Tov to all of you out there.